Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're going to be talking about the origin of our freedom, which is our Constitution, which makes America different than any other nation in the world. Because, of course, we are the only nation that acknowledges that God was the foundation for this country. And certainly if they don't mention Christ anywhere in the Constitution. Well, of course, they complete this, you know, in the year of our Lord. This is how it's signed, the last article of the Constitution, in the year of our Lord. What do you think they're talking about? Oh, well, that's just a form. If it had been just a form, why, they could have done what the French had done. After the French Revolution, why, that was the beginning of time, and they started time at that time, and of course the Jews dated their time from the beginning of Noah, I should say, from the time of Adam, but no, it was our founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution, wrote it in the year of our Lord. Of course, that was 1787. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the Supreme Court on four occasions has held that America was a Christian nation. Why is that never mentioned? That doesn't mean everybody had to be a Christian, but it was built upon Christian principles. It didn't mean that we had to have one or another sect. It didn't have to be a Christian. But the foundation upon which this country was built was Christian. And of course, that has been progressively eroded because there is a conspiracy against God, and that's why they've taken God out of our schools, and why they're taking God out of our military, and why they've legitimatized, you know, the homosexual lifestyle within our military, knowing that this is an affront to God. And homosexuality is not wrong because I says it is. It is because God says it is in the Holy Scriptures. And there is this organized, orchestrated effort. And unless we understand what's going on, that we certainly have not forgotten the origins of America by accident, but part of an actual organized plan. We are not a democracy, no matter what President Obama says, and no matter what our politicians say, and no matter what you learned in school. We are a republic, because democracies always degenerate into despotism. That's what Plato wrote in the Republic, and that's exactly what's happening today. And that's exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is working behind the scenes and controls the media and controls our educational system and our military and our banks and our corporations and the mass media, this is exactly what they want, is a despotic nation. America is being used, our finances and our military, to bring about a one world government. Well, that is a background. David Whitney, you pick up and get into the background of the foundation of our freedom, our Thank great so Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. You're absolutely right. If you don't understand our founders were coming from a biblical view of law and government, then you'll misunderstand our founding documents altogether. But it's there, it's plain, just like you say in Article 7 of our Constitution in the year of our Lord. And the study that's been done to research what our founders viewed as authorities, what they quoted in their writing, 15,000 documents were studied, letters, speeches, journal entries, all these sources. They studied who are our founders quoting most often. What did they see as the source of authority? And they found that 34%, the largest portion of the pie, 34% of the quotes came directly from the Bible.
David, you go right ahead.
And then the next three most often quoted authors, other than the Bible was by far the largest portion of the quotations, was Baron Charles Montesquieu.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The other people that were quoted by our founding fathers, Montesquieu, who wrote about the concept of a republic, and we could not have democracy, we needed a republic, because, of course, republics could give you permanent law. Democracies, of course, would fluctuate, and as Plato had written, democracies always degenerate into despotism. And then, of course, Blackstone. Blackstone had written the commentaries on the laws of England, which was the basis of English law and was really the basis of American law for about 150 years after the foundation of our country. And David, simply going into the background of the things that Blackstone presented. Go right ahead.
And as Blackstone said, if a human being creates a so-called law, it's only valid if it's in agreement with God's law. So human beings can't change the law of the universe by spilling ink on a piece of paper and calling it law. So when I was testifying before the state legislature of Maryland that was attempting to change the law of God and say that two men can marry and two women can marry and such ridiculous things like that, I testified to them that, look, you know, you could claim you've changed the law of nature, but why don't you really put it to the test? If you have the power to change the laws of the universe, why don't you pass a law that says gravity has been suspended? And then I'll challenge each of you to jump off the top of this building. If you really believe that your ink spilled on paper can change the laws of the universe. And they kind of laughed at that, and some of them understand it, but most of them do not. That the law of marriage And what defines a marriage is given by the creator of marriage, and they, mere puny, ridiculous human beings, are fools if they think they can change the laws of the universe by spilling ink on a piece of paper, calling it law, passing it to the governor, and having him sign it, and they claim that he signs it into law. It's not law. And our founders understood that completely from their studies with William Blackstone and his influential writing for them. The third most often quoted human author, we're not talking about the Bible, which is more than a third, but then the human authors, John Locke. If you combine John Locke, William Blackstone, and Baron Charles Montesquieu, and add that to the 34% quotations from the Bible, you have more than 50% of the quotations of our founders come from the Bible or from commentators who are expounding what the Bible says about law and government and about economics, and that's Blackstone, Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke. Well, John Locke was writing extensively on various aspects of the Bible. You could say he's a commentator on the Bible. For example, one of his writings is the essay concerning human understanding of St. Paul's epistles by consulting St. Paul himself. So we might not agree with everything John Locke wrote, but he was an expositor of God's Word, trying to understand the Bible, studying it for himself. And his main contribution to our framers' thinking regarding government is that government is established by a covenant or by a contract of the people, and that ultimately the model for that, the start of all of that, goes back to what he called the paction, that is the compact, which God made with Noah after the deluge. So as Noah and his three sons and their family came off the ark, God instituted human civil government for the first time, and it was by covenant contract of the people. And so all government then is by consent of the governed. This is what John Locke expounded from God's word, and indeed that's what our founders wrote in the Declaration of Independence, by consent of the governed. And they were saying in the Declaration, we no longer consent to the government of King George III. We're declaring independence from him because of his violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Another aspect of John Locke's thinking that deeply influenced our founders is that God has ordained the law of nature to which all human law must be subordinate. So if you talk about a hierarchy, you have the supreme law of the universe given to us in the Bible, God's Word, and beneath the supreme law of the human of the universe is all human law, and it is subordinate to the law of nature. So again, when our founders use that phrase, law of nature, they had this in mind. God's law is above all of man's law. And in fact, what they did in the Declaration of Independence is critique the law of King George III, and they called it unlaws. You read through the Declaration, the 28 reasons why we separated from Great Britain. In that 28 reasons, they talk about pretended legislation and pretended offenses. How could they judge the king's law as a pretended piece of legislation? Well, they judged it by the law of nature. God's law says this. King George's law says that. King George's law is invalid because it contradicts God's law, and therefore we can determine that the king is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Why? Because the king is excessively violating God's law and shows no sign of ever changing or repenting of his violations of God's law. So very, very important principle there. That phrase, the law of nature, a very significant idea. And that law of nature refers to our God-given natural rights, the chief of which, Locke said, is life, liberty, and property. And again, that ought to ring a bell, because the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution talks about life, liberty, and property. In the Constitution itself, life, liberty, and property. In the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, the pursuit of happiness was chosen by the drafters of the Declaration. Originally, Jefferson had put life, liberty, and property, but the Committee of Five that edited it expanded the idea of property to pursuit of happiness, which of course means when you follow God's law, you will find blessing. You'll find true happiness. When you violate God's law, you will not. And so to pursue happiness is to pursue virtue, and it's also an expansion of your right to property, and that all of your economic rights are contained within this idea of the pursuit of happiness. So those are the three main human thinkers, in addition to the Bible, that were the authorities our founders looked to. If we asked them, what is your absolute authority, they would have said the Bible, and then they would have spoken about these three human authors, Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke, as the authoritative commentators on the Bible that helped them understand what legitimate government looks like and how it should be structured. Now, of course, there were other thinkers that they drew on, other European writers such as Grotius and Pufendorf and Vattel. They spoke a great deal about international law. When we hear the term international law today, we have an entirely different idea than what Grotius, Pufendorf, and Vattel spoke of, because they all said that the law that governs the relationship between nations must be based upon the Bible, the revealed law of God, and the law of nature. So, again, they turned to the Bible, Grotius, Pufendorf, and Vattel, as the standard by which nations determine what is just and what is fair in terms of relations between the nations, international law. And then there are references our founders make to the Roman thinkers, Virgil and Cicero, as well as Seneca and Marcus Aurelius. And here they spoke of their stress of virtue, that the discipline in the old Roman Republic, before it degenerated into the excesses of the empire, the discipline and the virtue that Cicero, Virgil, and Seneca called for were what they were highlighting in the writing of these Roman authors. And indeed, you know, as our second president, John Adams, said, our Constitution is made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. So unless you have people who are self-disciplined, people who are virtuous, people who restrain their passions and seek to obey God's law themselves individually, unless you have that in a majority of the population, our Constitution is not going to work, because it's not designed for a people who are profligate, people who are licentious, the people who individually reject God's law and decide to live as libertine. That will not work, and our founders made that very clear. Now, in addition to those, there are references to Plato and Voltaire and Rousseau, the awful authors that birthed that bloody thing called the French Revolution, in which evils were done that were just unimaginable. And they did also refer to the English David Hume and Hobbes and their writing. But when they did so, referring to these non-Christian writers, they cited them negatively. Read what John Adams said about Plato. He said he had great expectations when he sat down to read Plato's Republic, and he was greatly disappointed as he read it. It was like, oh, Plato got it completely wrong. He believed that a human being could be a perfect ruler. You have this philosopher king, and you have a perfect utopia. And it's like, no way. You give all power to one individual, and you're going to have a wicked tyranny, not a blessed utopia. So they would cite these authors, Plato, Voltaire, Rousseau, Hobbes, Hume, in the negative as what not to do when you're creating a good form of civil government. And so those are the writers who were majorly influential in the thinking of our founders. And as we mentioned, this phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God, it comes from the Bible. After all, the Bible does speak about human conscience. Romans chapter 2 and verse 14, that God has written on the heart, his law is written on the heart of every human being. Think of this for a minute. That's the word. To take a globe and just spin it and put your finger down anywhere where there's a dry land, travel to that point, perhaps parachute in from an airplane, and once you land and take your parachute off, find the first human being anywhere in the world. You don't speak their language, you don't know their culture. Go up to them and take something they hold in their hand, maybe a bow and arrow, whatever it is, grab it out of their hand, run as fast as you can. What is that human being going to do? He can't communicate with you, doesn't know your language, you don't know his culture, but he knows in his heart that you have stolen something from him, and he's going to run after you to retrieve what you have stolen from him. Why? God has written, thou shalt not steal, on the heart of every human being.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where the ideas for America came from, and they primarily came from the writings of the Holy Scriptures. David, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. What are the implications of this idea that there is a law, the laws of nature and nature's God? Well, it has this implication. First of all, it means there's a higher law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Their writings, when they were analyzed, the ideas came from the Bible, and they came from John Locke, who was a Christian, from William Blackstone, who was a Christian, and Montesquieu, who was a Christian. And all of these Christian writers laid out these ideas that then became the foundation of the Declaration of Independence and was subsequently carried over into the Constitution itself. And as I commented earlier, on at least four separate occasions, when cases have become before the United States Supreme Court, the Supreme Court held that America was a Christian nation. Now, those were their words. Well, if that is true, why have you never heard of it? You've never heard of it because the media is controlled, because your reality is controlled. Our minds are molded. Our taste forms are the concepts suggested largely by men we have never heard of. That's why it's so vitally important that you listen to our programs, that you get in touch with Pastor David Whitney. You learn how to set up a course to teach the Constitution to others. And that's a wonderful thing that the Institute has done. They've established a course that you can teach. Well, you really actually just show videos. You show these videos by constitutional lawyers and constitutional scholars so that you can transmit these ideas to others. But Pastor David Whitney, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. We were talking about natural law, and the thing that current people in power don't like about natural law is this. Natural law limits governmental authority. Tyrants never want to have their authority limited, and that's why they had to jettison natural law. That's why they had to get rid of the whole idea of the laws of nature and nature's God being the foundation and the evaluation of what is legitimate law. They had to throw that out. They don't teach that in law school. They don't teach that in grade school. They avoid that. I know that many places will refuse to allow the Declaration of Independence to be taught to children because, oh, no, they can't let that idea, that seed of the laws of nature and nature's God be planted in anyone's mind, because if it does, suddenly people will realize, wait a minute, God's law limits man's law. God's law limits governmental authority. God's law says that Obama has no business messing with your health care at all. At all. God's word says that. I can show you. We don't have time to do that tonight. But, you know, many of the issues of our day, if you go back to the Bible, you find that, you know, with the welfare state, and that whole system is against God's law, against God's word. And so, when government wanted to break out of the boundaries that God's law established, they had to get rid of this natural law idea. They had to expunge it from any education of lawyers, and certainly of any education of the average citizen. Well, what are the natural rights that we have? It comes from this idea, the biblical idea of natural law, and God is the source of those natural rights. Why? Because God is the one that created us, and when you read the creation account in Genesis chapter 1 and especially in chapter 2 as well, you see that God specifically states that man was different than all the other creatures that God created. He created all the plants. Man was very different than the plants. He created all the animals. Man was very different than the animals because mankind alone was being created in the image of God, imago Dei, the image of God. Therefore, he had a special dignity. He had God-given rights. Today, that idea, again, is being attacked. And, you know, whether it's PETA or any other animal rights activists, what are they claiming? They're claiming animals have equal rights with humans. What? Where do they get that idea? They get it, obviously, from a non-Christian source. The Bible expresses that, yes, we're to care for animals and we're to be stewards of the planet that God has created, but we human beings alone possess dignity as created in the image of God. That's the basis of our rights. And the rights are given to us in Scripture, and often they're based on negative commands of Scripture. For example, when it says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder in the Ten Commandments, it indicates that we have a God-given right to life. The very first right that we have is a God-given right to life, because if you don't have that right to life, then none of your other rights that God has given to you can possibly be enjoyed. But it's God's commands that are the basis for the rights that we have given to us in His holy word.
Well, that's absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, we are losing our freedom step by step by step because there is a cabal of people who do not believe in individual freedom, who wish to establish a feudalistic system in our nation, and they are well along the way towards establishing that, where people will look to government for every aspect of their provision. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
RadioLiberty or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But right now, of course, I want Pastor Whitney to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, what will happen when they do get in touch with the Institute, and get both the telephone number out and the website. So let's go ahead and do that right at this point, David. Let's get the information out on the Institute of the Constitution, why your course is vitally important for anyone who values freedom. Go right ahead. And again, if you have a question out there, 1-800-188-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, what we have done to help citizens, when we realize the only way we're going to restore our republic is we've got to do an end run around the education system, which will never teach this, around the media, which will never communicate this. We have to get a grassroots effort in which citizens are going to learn these facts for themselves and communicate them to others. And so we put together what we call a host kit, because we know it's pretty intimidating for someone to think of teaching the Constitution themselves. So this host kit has 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo, 2 lectures by historian David Barton, and this gives you a complete course teaching what the worldview of law and government was of our founders, that biblical worldview, and gives a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution itself, and the Bill of Rights and subsequent amendments, and a plan for taking back our country from those who have rejected this worldview and who have rejected the Constitution, who are not following it. So we urge people to get this host kit, start a class in your community, Your church should be an ideal place, or a community center, wherever you find a place to host this, even in your own home. Gather a group of fellow citizens together. And today, that's not difficult to do because many, many citizens are waking up, joining Tea Party groups, and all of these are good, and yet they need the education, the foundation upon which to jump into activism. If they just start heading into activism, they may make some disastrous mistakes. They may waste a lot of time and energy. They've got to have a working knowledge of our founding documents and an understanding of the worldview that informed those founding documents. And that's exactly what this course offers them. It's a turnkey host kit with a student manual with a detailed outline of the course, each of the lectures and test questions, supplemental readings, everything the student needs. And then the host manual giving the host instructions as well as all the test question answers and everything they need to conduct the course. All the videos, two posters illustrating the difference between the biblical view and the pagan view that's in play today. All of that together, we urge you to get a host kit and start a class in your community. You can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution by dialing 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website at The American View. That's a new title for our website, The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com. Click on the store right at the top of the page there and go for the host kit. There's many other materials there as well that can help educate you on specific issues in the study of the Constitution, and valuable resources, both DVDs and books and audio CDs that can help you understand these things and help you communicate them with others. So go to our website, theamericanview.com, and we use that new title because there is an American view of law and government, which is this, 3 points. There is a God, Creator God. Secondly, our rights come from Him. And thirdly, the sole purpose, the only purpose of human civil government is to secure and protect those God-given rights.
And
that
I think
is
what
the
is,
American view.
And I think what is so important is the fact that our freedoms come from God. Therefore, the purpose of government was not to interfere with those freedoms. The purpose of a government was to limit the power of authority over the lives of the people so that liberty and limited government were synonymous. Tyranny and total government were synonymous. There are only a certain few things that the government could do. We're talking about now federal government, not state or local government, but the federal government, their functions were limited to the items, 18 items found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And according to the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment, all powers now specifically given to the Congress by the Constitution, or limited to it by the states. Those rights were then to be kept and performed by the states or the people. In other words, it was a limitation on the power of the federal government. That was what was so amazing about our Constitution. Certainly the federal government has to have nothing to do with education, even though it might be a good idea. I don't think it is, but you may think that it's a wonderful idea that we outlaw the use of drugs, of cocaine, of marijuana. And whether we won't argue whether it's a good idea or not. But the question is it a function of the federal government? And it is not. And this is the point of it Congressman Ron Paul has made many times. It has nothing to do with whether outlawing drugs is good or bad. It is not a function of the federal government. It's something that should be managed at the state or the local level. What about helping for people? What about providing pensions for people as they get older and they're incapable of looking after themselves? Well, that's a very worthy purpose, and helping others is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But it is not the function of the federal government to provide for the people. Because, of course, once you begin having a government that can provide for the people, then they've got to be able to control the people. And this is the thing that has been forgotten. Once we begin to do what is expedient rather than constitutional, we lay the foundation, of course, for the loss of all freedom. Well, we've got Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Roman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, good evening. I have a comment. The way this, you said pastor. I'm sorry, I didn't catch his full name.
It's Pastor David Whitney.
Pastor David Whitney.
Right.
Okay, the way Dr. David Whitney is going with his lecture, okay, the Supreme Court justices actually voted in, or how can I say decided in, that it's okay for women to be police officers and it's okay for women to be soldiers. And any time someone like me tries to make an objection to the whole concept of a woman being a police officer or a woman being a soldier, they tell me, well, it's the law. But who gave those justices the right to make such a law?
All right, David, how would you respond to Roman is calling from Columbus, Ohio, and he wants to know where the federal government gets the right. No, I'm not saying whether or not he would argue whether a woman should or should not be a police officer, but where in the Constitution would the Supreme Court have the ability to say that certainly a woman has the right to be a combat soldier or a police officer? Where in the Constitution, or is this something that the federal government should deal with at all?
Well, that's an excellent question, Roman. First, we need to divide it into two parts. Let's deal with a police officer, because police, designed by our founders, would be on the local level, under the sheriff of the county, the sheriff being the highest law enforcement official in any county. He deputizes people under himself in order to fulfill the functions of keeping the peace for that county. And so it's not a decision that we have in any way, shape, or form allowed the Supreme Court to have any say over. In other words, the Supreme Court is out of their jurisdiction when they are telling a local police force what they can do or what they must do or so forth. That is a decision either at the state level, state may weigh in and make such a decision, or at the particular county level where that's taking place. I don't think it's a wise idea to have female police officers, but that's another argument. My argument is, constitutionally, the federal judiciary was designed to strike down actions on the part of the legislative branch of the federal government or the executive branch of the federal government that were unconstitutional. That is, when Congress passes a law, we'll just pick Obamacare for an example. I think that's a terrible title for the thing, because I don't think Obama cares. He doesn't care at all, except about himself. So, but Obamacare, the Supreme Court, if it did its job properly, would strike down such a statute as unconstitutional, because you read, as Dr. Stan, you said, Article 1, Section 8. Anywhere in Article 1, Section 8, is there any power that the federal government has to do anything about health care whatsoever?
And
the answer is no.
And I think it's important for people to realize that not should the elderly be taken care of. It's not should there be some form of health care for people who are truly indigent, and we don't want to let them die, but it is not a function of the federal government. Well, now, David, what about the idea of the Supreme Court determining that women have a right to be soldiers? There's nothing, I don't think that many people would realize that there certainly is nothing wrong with a woman serving in the military.
That's right.
It really has to do with combat.
Exactly.
Military.
Combat, it's very unwise for women to be in combat situations. That's a poor decision. But taking that question separate from the question of police is important, because the federal government does have say over what takes place in the military. That is, the Uniform Code of Military Justice is, by our Constitution, to be designed by the legislative branch, that is, both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, draw up the rules that govern the military. And so they could draw up rules that say, okay, we're going to have women in these roles and not in these roles. That is, we'll allow women nurses and women to be in sort of back positions away from the front and not in combat positions and so on. I mean, that is a job that our Constitution does give to the legislative branch, so both houses of Congress. So if both houses of Congress were to pass a bill that says, women can function in these roles and not in these roles, there would be a constitutional power that the judiciary has, the Supreme Court, to weigh in on that law as whether it is constitutional or not constitutional, because that is an area where the federal government does have jurisdiction. Read Article 1, Section 8, yes, there is jurisdiction over the military. So, yes, they could make a decision regarding women in uniform and what roles women could play or could not play constitutionally. They have that power. I think it is extremely unwise and again, in violation of God's law for women to be in combat positions. And so always the standard in our founders' understanding is God's law reigns supreme.
But, of course, Congress does have the right to do that by edict, if they should be foolish enough to do it.
Yes.
Anything else, Roman? Does that answer you? Because if we believe in the Constitution, I'm sure you do, we have to realize that we take the Constitution as it is written, or we do not pick and choose the parts that we agree or disagree with. Anything else, Roman?
Well, there's a bunch of more things I could say, but I know you have more callers.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Roman.
Sure. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, fine. That was Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is why it is so vitally important that you out there in the listening audience understand the Constitution, you understand the 18 points in Section 8 of Article 1, what the federal government should be doing and what it should not be doing. And only when you understand the functions of the federal government, which are limited and defined, are you in a position to comment on these issues. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. Doesn't matter how you feel about whether taxation, somebody's make $1 billion and they should be paying more in the way of taxes. What does the Constitution say about the ability of the federal government to tax the individual? What does the Constitution say, David, about the right of the federal government to tax the individual?
Well, it says that, and this is in Article 1, Section 9, that no capitation tax is permissible. Capitation tax, we don't often hear the word capitation, but I'm sure most listeners are familiar with the word decapitation, and that's when the guillotine falls down and off goes your head. So a capitation tax is a tax on the head, that is on the individual. And that is a direct tax. If you look up the, legal dictionary definition, it's a direct tax upon the person. So the federal government in Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution is forbidden from having any direct tax upon the person. Wow. You say, wait a minute, how does that work? Because the IRS sends me a thing every year telling me I got to do this, that, and pay them, blah, 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 blah. What's with all that? Well, the fact of the matter is that people claim that the 16th Amendment amended this portion of the Constitution forbidding capitation taxes, but the fact of the matter is they did not amend that portion of the Constitution, and the Supreme Court recognized it in several cases. Brushaber, the Union Pacific, is one of the cases there, and I believe it's 1917 that Brushaber decision was handed down by the court. And in that decision, they say that no new taxing power or new classes of subjects of tax was created by the 16th Amendment. But wait a minute, that's confusing. If there's no new taxes, that means the restriction of the federal government prohibiting capitation tax remains intact, according to those who ratified the 16th Amendment. Astonishing. Wait a minute. Well, David, if that's the case, then how in the world do we get to where we are today? Well, it's been misinterpreted 16th Amendment and misapplied 16th Amendment that actually taxes citizens. Now, let me caution you. I am not giving anybody any tax advice or whether to file or not to file. No, no, no. I am just stating this is what the history is. This is what the language of the Constitution means. And we've got a long way to go to restore proper, fair constitutional taxation in our land.
And there was a gentleman named Bill Benson. Someone gave him $100,000 to travel the country to go to every state to find out the true history of what happened when they ratified the 16th Amendment. He found out that almost none of the states actually ratified it. They used the amendment to the Constitution, which, of course, invalidated what they did. But there were certainly this was not ratified by two-thirds of the states. But you see, the powerful forces, the evil forces working behind the scenes, wanted this tax. Oh, supposedly it was just for the very rich who had so much money. They sounded just like Obama. Shouldn't the rich be paying their fair share? Well, basically it had nothing to do with the rich. It was to be a means of expanding the power of the government so they could watch over, control, and spy on the people, and of course take their money so that that money could be used to build up a powerful military. And they could use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That was the plan in 1913, and it's the plan today. Nothing has changed, but the way to fight it is to expose what's going on, not to try to find the IRS, because they'll put you in prison as sure as God made little green apples. What they fear is not tax protesters. They fear the truth. David, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we were talking before about the whole idea of positive commands versus...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, to certainly if you're in a position to help join the Radio Liberty family so we can maintain the network of 65 stations. We have 65 outlets every week that at least carry some of the truth. And if you're in a position to help, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Let me remind you, of course, that we're having our all-day seminar on the 23rd of October right here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you're able to come, we'd love to have you there. You have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. We have to know how many people are there. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927 to make a reservation. And today is the last day that you can actually get a motel or hotel room at a reduced cost. So you'll have to make other, well, we still recommend the Aptos Seascape Hotel because it's most convenient where this is going to be. But this is the last day to get the reduced prices. We have a block of rooms reserved, but that ends today. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should get it. We're getting in copies, of course, of Noah Hutchings' book on the Great Pyramid. Fascinating information. We are now have Dennis Cuddy's book, The Power Elite, and The Secret Nazi Plan. We just got a case of those in. We think it's an important book, The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan. And then if you haven't actually heard the four CDs, two four-CD sets, part one, part two, on the Illuminati. Dennis does an amazing job on these four CD sets, part one, part two. There's seven of them there all together, and then another talk on the Illuminati. But this is a very real force. The ideas are there, and of course those ideas long antedated the Illuminati, and of course have certainly persisted after the Illuminati was officially disbanded, but the ideas are represented today in this idea of creating the globalism, the one world government, the European Union. And that's really what's so fascinating about what's going on today, as it appears that the European Union may be on the verge of beginning to dissolve. People say, well, they're not going to let it. They've got the power. They've got the wealth. But you see, there's another factor which everybody forgets, and that is God, certainly in the original prophecies, go back to the book of Daniel, there were to be four great world empires, the Nebuchadnezzar's empire, the Medo-Persian empire, the Greek empire, the Roman empire, and then the nations would never cleave together again. Other people have tried it. Alexander the Great tried it. Julius Caesar tried it. Charlemagne tried it. Napoleon tried it. Hitler tried it. And they all failed because, of course, divine intervention. Are we seeing this beginning to happen again today? We're in the middle of a major crisis, but that's we'll talk about that in the next hour. And, of course, we welcome your calls at 1-800-544-8927. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, I should say. But as far as what's going on, to understand it, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the dark secret. You need to get our talk on the forbidden secret. The syllabuses go with them. You need to get our four CD set on the secret government and listen to Professor Quigley and Norman Dodd and the others there. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, of course, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver, and Melody does help support Radio Liberty, but we always look forward to having her on the program. It's at midnight back there in Pennsylvania, which today, there were 7 shares of stock sold for everyone that was purchased. The insiders know what's going to happen. They're privy to what the plunge protection team and others are going to be doing, so they know what the future is holding. They're getting rid of their stocks because they're anticipating the whole world stock market's going to come down because the whole world financial system is going down. People say, oh, it looks like we may be going into another recession. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never come out of the recession. They've been lying to us about that because, of course, they've been fixing the figures. I mean, the government actually publishes the GDP. But the GDP is determined by the amount of inflation, and they've been fudging the inflation figures and saying, well, we have, you know, 3% inflation, something like that, 2%. We've actually been running 6 to 8 now, or about 10% inflation. And with the 10% inflation, it really means that the gross domestic product is not positive, it's negative 2 or 3%. We've never come out of the recession, and now, of course, I think we're going into a depression. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. These are cataclysmic times, tumultuous times. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to ask it. But the America we have known in the past is not coming back, certainly not in my lifetime, and perhaps not in yours. And you're going to have to position yourself to be able to survive in the difficult times that lie ahead. Well, I think that's really very interesting that
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Greece has massive debts, no way to possibly pay off the international financiers who made poor and inappropriate loans to Greece to get them into the European Union. What is going to mean, of course, is simply impoverishing the Greek people, giving up many of the things that the government owns, the islands that they own, the postal service, the certainly the many of the roads, so much is going to have to be put up as security for the banks. And the people are saying, we don't want to finance the banks. Well, the banks never should have loaned. We didn't borrow the money. The government did. The government's cheating us. And so there are demonstrations, massive demonstrations, in Athens and all over Greece on a regular basis, to the point where the government's really afraid, of course, to, to meet the demands of the banks, which are that the Greece puts up all sorts of collateral to guarantee the loans that the banks will give them if Greece simply turns over control of the wealth of Greece to the banks. And the people are saying no. The question is, will Greece default? What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, you know, I've in the past couple of years, I've spoken to people, and a lot of the people in those countries, they didn't even want to be part of the Eurozone. Because once their countries began accepting and trading in the euro, everything became much more expensive for them. They had a harder time getting along because of the currency, because of the euro. So I think now here it is again, and I don't think they're going to allow the politicians to get off as easy as they did pushing the euro down their throat. And I saw some numbers that I believe it was the finance minister who said that, I can't remember his name, said that Greece had only enough cash to operate until, you know, either the end of this month or next month. I mean, their bond is now over 129%. I mean, just a year ago, the yield on those bonds were just under 10%, and that was on a one-year Greek bond. They are going to default. But I think they're going to try to keep them from defaulting as long as possible, because then I do believe, as you mentioned, that all the other nations of that zone will just default also. And so it's going to be a domino effect, and it's going to carry around over here. I mean, if they don't have the money to pay, things can't be paid, it won't be paid. So there is nothing else that they can do but to let it go. And so I think they're just trying to do the best of their ability to keep it going for as long as they can. And for some reason, if you have these major banks coming in, trying to keep an unlimited amount of money open to these banks for the next 3 months, I think the next 3 months and the fourth month is going to be very interesting. So I just hope people who are out there are prepared and to the best of their abilities.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The difficulty is, of course, simply that Greece owes far more money than they can ever pay off. They have unpayable debts. But what people don't understand is the United States is in worse shape than Greece is. And go up on the Internet and simply look up Kitlikoff. Kitlikoff, Kitlikoff, U.S. debt. He's a professor. He claims that our debt is close to about $200 trillion. Let me repeat that, $200 trillion. And of course, these are the future debts that we're already committed to paying. As he says, there's no way America can ever pay off those debts. Certainly, President Obama wants to solve our current problems by putting out more money to rebuild roads and rebuild bridges and put people to work. Where's the money coming from? 43 cents of every dollar the U.S. spends today is borrowed money. Let me repeat that. 43 cents of every dollar the U.S. spends today is borrowed money. And yet, of course, we're still sending all of our troops over there to fight those 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. We're keeping almost, we're paying for almost a quarter of a million men to remain in Afghanistan to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. What does this suggest to you? Either our leaders are incredibly stupid, or they're trying to destroy the economy of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, these people know what they're doing. We take in $2.2 trillion a year. Our Social Security costs us about $700 billion a year. Medicare costs $700 billion, and the military costs $700 billion. That's $2.1 trillion, and no money for anything else. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, but basically what you're seeing is the collapse of a fiat money system. Now, of course, what they're going to do, they're just going to churn out more and more and more money, try to keep the thing going for the time being. And, of course, that is simply going to destroy the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. It's the only way out of the mess. There's no way we can possibly pay off the $200 trillion that we owe at the present time. There's no way. We have 56 million Americans retired now, living on Social Security and getting Medicare, and another 75 to 79 million have already started to retire. That's the baby boomers. And, you know, Ponzi scheme works very, very well. Initially, when you got more money coming into the Ponzi scheme, so that there's enough money to give to the people who are already in it, and the people coming into the scheme finance the people who are already into the scheme. But what happens when the number of new people coming into a Ponzi scheme begins to fall? And, of course, we certainly have cut back on the number of children in America. Certainly, instead of having, you know, certainly having 3 or 4 children per family, we have, on average, in the white population, 1.6 per children per family. Overall, about 2.2 children per family. Certainly, we have had a dramatic decrease in the number of people coming into the Ponzi scheme. And how are we going to provide health care benefits and retirement benefits for the 56 million already retired and the 75 million or 75 to 79 million who are going to retire? And they know it's not going to work. And the only way out is inflation. And pay them back with worthless dollars. And they can say, well, it's not our fault. It was those guys who came before us who were responsible. Well, I telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, of course, what Lindsay Williams' friend told him, Ken Fromm. And that is, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, he didn't definitely define what he meant by that. I think he meant that the dollar will cease to be the reserve currency of the world because its value will not be stable. And that is why America's dollar has been the reserve currency, because it has been stable, the most stable currency in the world. But at the current rate, why by the end of next year it will not be. Well, Melody, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with your organization, what they'll learn if they do contact you. And Sydney, once again, our telephone number here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, it's very easy to get a hold of us. Our telephone number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And hopefully this will be the last time I'll be giving out my long email, my long website at discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. We're just doing the finishing touches on the new website, and hopefully, because he was after me to get some information so we could get it up and working here in the next day or two. But right now, visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. You can email me from the website. There's radio programs that are archived there on a daily basis. And, of course, there's information on if you have yet to begun to acquire your precious metals. There's information on how to do so. We always encourage you to call. We're not like the online sellers of gold and silver where they just want to sell it to you and not talk to you. I think there needs to be an understanding of what gold and silver can do for you, and make sure that you do get the right product for what's suitable for you. We believe in keeping things very simple, basic, and balanced. I don't believe you need to own a coin store. I believe you need to own things that are recognizable and acceptable, and keeping things in the silver, 90% silver, silver eagles, silver rounds, and perhaps some of the circulated Morgan silver dollars. When you buy the 90% silver, you really just stay with the generic. Once you begin to specify whether you want the Walker 50-cent pieces, you're going to get charged more. I've seen prices for those 50-cent pieces in circulated condition at $22, when my price for those same coins run around $15. So don't get caught up in the glamour of that type of coin, thinking that people will recognize it more so than the Kennedy halves. In the same way with the Mercury dimes, I hear the same thing. Just buy the regular 90%, you'll get Mercury dimes in your bag anyway. Full bags and half bags are being sold for right now at spot price, so it's a good buy. It's an inexpensive way to buy your silver. And I've also heard people out there talking about it'll be difficult to sell your 90% in the future. And that's just crazy talk. It's not going to be any problem selling your 90% silver. Just like it's not going to, you won't have any problem selling any type of gold that you purchase. And of course, with your gold, you want to stick again with items that are more recognizable. I like coins over bars. I believe you have a little bit better resale value on your coins over bars. And again, they're more recognizable and acceptable. So, but keep your portfolio simple, basic. Fractional pieces are good. Just remember, the smaller you go and the size of your coin, the more you're going to pay for your gold. So depending on what you're looking to put into the market should determine on the amount of fractional pieces that you should carry. So just be careful about that, because ultimately the key thing is to build your foundation of your portfolio of gold and silver. Then you can begin to add other things to your portfolio if you so desire. But the key thing is buy it. Begin to accumulate. Because, folks, that's really the only thing out there that will keep you. And even though we go through these fluctuations, these ups and these downs, there just isn't anything else. And as long as we're on a fiat currency system, the price of gold should continue to rise. And it's really as simple as that. Until they fix the problem, until they fix our currency, our country is broke. So just give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
All right, fine. So Melody Cederstrom, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or you have a comment at all, well, I would love to hear from you. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering very difficult and very, very dangerous times. And we certainly do recommend that you begin looking into what's going on and make your preparations accordingly. So what's going to happen, I really think the gold is going to come back. I think it's going to come roaring back when it does, as it becomes increasingly obvious that the cabal that controls the United States Federal Reserve System, working in conjunction with the cabal that controls the central banks of England and most of Europe, they're not going to be able to contain the desire for other countries to have a stable currency. And, of course, the other central banks throughout the world are beginning for the first time in my memory, I mean, we're talking about going back 40 or 50 years, are beginning to accumulate gold. Do you think that's going to have an impact, Melody?
I think so.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, there's only a finite supply of gold. Well, we don't know who owns it all, certainly we do know that on several occasions, various countries, like, for instance, Germany, wanted to get its gold back. Gold was stored, I think, in London, wasn't it, Melody? And when they asked to get the gold back, the German Central Bank, because they wanted to hold it in Germany, why they couldn't get it back. We haven't heard the ramifications of that. Certainly Venezuela recently had requested they wanted to get their gold back. Why? Because countries know that we're entering into a very dangerous period. And they want, of course, to have as security for their holdings. And basically, I can understand that. I think they're well justified in that. And I think that people throughout the world have a much better grasp of what's going on than the average American. The average American really doesn't understand what happens when you destroy the value of a currency. Other countries do. The people of Europe do because they've had their currency destroyed in the past. The people in America simply are being kept fat, dumb, and happy, like, of course, the cows on the way to the slaughterhouse. But unfortunately, when you get to the slaughterhouse, it's a one-way trip, and I fear this is what's going to happen to the life savings of so many Americans as they systematically inflate our currency and destroy the value of the life savings of the vast majority of the American people. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I would simply point out that the people who began investing in gold and silver when we recommended this many years ago have done very well. It is the people, of course, who've stuck with the traditional investments, the stocks and the bonds. Even though they may have maintained their dollar value, the dollar has been devaluating at a progressive clip. And that clip, you know, was originally 1 or 2% a year, and then 3 or 4% a year, and this last year about 10% a year. And, of course, certain people believe that by the end of this year, the rate of inflation will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 or 15%. And it doesn't take very many years at that rate before the value of the currency has been largely destroyed. What do you see happening, Melody?
Well, I do believe we're going to, look at the prices that we pay for things. And certainly not too many things are going down in price. Things are certainly rising. And what's interesting, too, is, you know, we've often talked and there's been discussions about perhaps legislation tinkering with the IRA accounts and the 401 accounts. And I saw Stephen Roach on an interview earlier today. You know, he's a senior executive with Morgan Stanley. And he was talking about, and it is true. I mean, we are in a, 70% of our economy is based on consumer buying. And he was talking about how these consumers need to, the people here need to begin saving. But he talked about saving as far as putting funds into, making 401s and IRAs more attractive for people. And, it's just interesting to see how, and I was a little surprised that he went in that direction, saying that that was about the only place where people could really save, because then you could just see it all playing out and how it would all play out as far as, again, getting people putting more money in there, keeping the stock market propped up as much as possible, and again, then allowing, either Wall Street or the government to take control of those, programs. So, again, it's so orchestrated. It nothing happens. It's all designed. They know exactly what's good. They know exactly what direction they're going to go in. They know how it's going to play out. The one thing that they don't understand, and maybe they do, is exactly how people will react. But they also will take precautions against that too. So,
well, I think it's important that people understand there's already legislation in there that will allow the federal government to take over 401ks and IRAs. You think that's your money? No, it's put in there with tax exempt. And they have their eye on that. They've done this in other countries. They've done it in Argentina. And they simply seize the pension funds. And there are already people in Senate who've actually introduced that legislation. And we get into a crisis situation. And the government needs that money so that it can pay out benefits to the people, continue paying for food stamps, continue providing unemployment benefits. And if you think that they will hesitate for 1 minute seizing your pension fund, you're very, very foolish. The problem is, of course, what they're going to say is, look, you got nothing to worry about. You will simply, your money, your pension fund will be backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And we're going to make sure you have an annuity. We'll give you a better rate of return. You could have got on your own. Once they do that, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the time is coming very soon where they're going to destroy the value of the currency through inflation, and they'll pay you back just like they said they will, but in worthless dollars. And that is my fear, that this is what's going to happen to the pension funds of so many of the American people. What are your thoughts there, Melody?
Well, I agree. And again, why were these programs created to where people have no control absolutely over their money once they get into those programs? You're penalized to take it out, and you have no control over it whatsoever. And, you know, when you have the stock market breaking 5,000, people will easily agree to those offers coming from the government saying, well, here's your annuity, and, you know, you won't lose any more, and we'll give you, you know, $500 a month, you know, for the rest of your life. But you're not going to be able to take it out in a lump sum or anything like that. And people will accept that thinking, you know, it's better than losing everything. So, folks, just prepare. Do what you need to do in order to so you're not in that position. So you're not in the position of losing everything that you worked so hard for. If you're putting money into those 401s, you can stop it. You don't have to be an active player in that. You can stop your contributions to it. If you want to start it up in a couple years or, you know, 4 years down the road, that's fine. But you could take those funds that are going in there now, and you could be buying gold and silver with that and taking physical delivery of it. So don't let cash just sit in accounts. Dr. Stan, I have lots of clients who say, well, I just have this cash sitting in this account, and I don't know what to do with it. I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. Well, it's a good thing that you called and you're buying gold, because now you won't lose it. And but there's a lot of people who we've been so conditioned to accept these programs. We've been conditioned to accept paper. We've been conditioned to accept our quarterly statements and our monthly statements, into seeing those numbers on those papers as though it's real, and it isn't. And it's very difficult to accept and change, and because we've been conditioned not to, that it's not good to own gold, it's very difficult to make that transition. But more and more people are, and it's something that they should really consider and take action and take control of your finances.
Well, I guess it goes to Melody Cedarstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. One more time, your telephone number.
1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, Melody, certainly, I'm very, very concerned. I think these are going to be...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
SilverTrading.net.
Good night.
Thank you, Dr.
God bless.
Dan.
Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, bye-bye. Fine. That was Melody Cedarstrom and Sydney. These are going to be tumultuous times this next few days. So watch very carefully what happens. And, well, anyway, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Yes, we do get help from a few advertisers. Melody is among them. But, of course, we have to provide the support for 65 outlets every single week. And, quite frankly, we could use your help so that we can reach more people on a regular basis. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us, but we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. To understand what we believe, why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with them. Because I believe there are spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And unless you understand this, this is a satanic conspiracy. There really are people who worship a different God. And that this whole movement centers around Gnosticism. And you need to go back and study Gnosticism to understand so much of what's going on in the world today. So, and then, of course, we want to remind you, we're having an all-day conference here in the North Shore, Monterey Bay, on the 23rd of October. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. If you're going to come, we have to have your reservation. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you're going to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. We need to know how many people are coming. Our speakers are going to be Betty Martini, and she's going to be speaking on aspartame and how they're poisoning the American people. Our speakers are going to be Rosalind Peterson, and she's bringing another speaker with her. And her subject is geoengineering at the atmosphere, and how they're destroying the air we breathe, the water we drink, the soil, and of course this is getting aluminum and other toxins intentionally into the food crops across America. Why are they doing that? Well, because they want to limit the world population, and they really want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And do you know a better way than to destroy the food crops? And, of course, they're already making preparations. They have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there above the Arctic Circle. They're developing new forms of plants that can grow with aluminum. They will not become toxic with aluminum. And I assume that they're going to fix it so they will not poison at least the people who do survive the coming Holocaust. These people are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. I'm going to be talking on population control. Michael or Shaw will be here with a new talk on the environment and how they're using the threat to the environment to establish a worldwide police state. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle for Christian civilization and the souls of men.
Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.